Fix your eyes on the Lord. Matthew, chapter 14, verses 22-32. Immediately Jesus made the disciples get into the boat and go on ahead of him to the other side, while he dismissed the crowd. After he had dismissed them, he went up on a mountainside by himself to pray. When evening came, he was there alone, but the boat was already a considerable distance from land, buffeted by the waves, because the wind was against it. During the fourth watch of the night, Jesus went out to them, walking on the lake. When the disciples saw him walking on the lake, they were terrified. "It's a ghost," they said, and cried out in fear. But Jesus immediately said to them, "Take courage. It is I, don't be afraid." "Lord, if it's you," Peter replied, "tell me to come to you on the water." "Come," he said. Then Peter got down out of the boat, walked on the water and came toward Jesus. But when he saw the wind, he was afraid and, beginning to sink, cried out, "Lord, save me." Immediately Jesus reached out his hand and caught him. "You of little faith," he said, "why did you doubt?" And when they climbed into the boat, the wind died down. Unexpectedly, there were storms in the Sea of Galilee, where the disciples spent time together with the Lord all the time. Likewise, there are small and big storms in our lives, and these could come along in the world we live in at any time. Storms do not only come along in the environment we live in, but these are in our hearts, as well as in our minds. Also, there are storms in our spiritual world. There are visible storms and also there are invisible storms. If a sea sailor waits for the storms to calm down, then probably this sailor may not be able to sail in the sea. Storms are not an issue in life. It is because winds blow at any time. Particularly, for Christians, peace is not about peace, that do not have storms, but it is peace that is enjoyed within the stormy season. An artist drew a picture of a ship that is in danger amidst the storm. It was a picture of a ship carrying a lot of people, and in the middle of the Pacific Ocean, it faced the storm and it was about to sink into the water. But the amazing fact was that even though the ship was sinking, people that were on the ship had smiles on their faces and they looked as if they were full of joy. When the ship was sinking into the water, how could these people have joy and smiles on their faces? Someone looked at the picture in detail, and the captain that had the key of the ship was the Lord. As the Lord was the captain of that ship, even though the ship was tilting in the storm, people were not feeling insecure. It was because the Lord was on the ship with them together. That is right. When we face all sorts of storms in life, if the Lord becomes the captain of the ship, then despite storms, we would have peace. In a war as well, likewise, if a child is in the arms of a mother, then this child is in peace. In the same way, people need to be with the Lord together. In today's passage, the Lord was on the land, disciples were on a boat and they faced a storm in the sea. When they faced a storm, they were trembling, and Jesus walked to them on the sea. Peter was so glad to see Jesus and told Jesus, "Lord, tell me to come to you on the water." "Come," Jesus said. Peter fixed his eyes on the Lord and went towards Jesus without hindrance. But out of a sudden, the wind blew. Whether there were winds or typhoons, Peter just had to fix his eyes on the Lord, but he saw the wind. As shown in verse 30, "But when he saw the wind, he was afraid and, beginning to sink, cried out, 'Lord, save me.'" The Lord saved Peter that sank in the water and said in verse 31 like this: "Immediately Jesus reached out his hand and caught him. 'You of little faith,' he said, 'why did you doubt?'" Jesus did not say that Peter did not have faith, but called him, "You of little faith." Jesus reached out his hand and caught him. As they got on the boat together, the wind died down. The storm is not an issue. It is because the wind could blow at any time. We need to know that the essence of the issue is that it is directly related to faith. In whatever circumstance we are in, we just need to be together with the Lord. In a time where there is no Jesus, in a place where there is no Jesus, If we face a storm, then this would be an issue. It is because there would be no other alternative to solve the issue in a stormy situation. The reason that the disciples were feeling insecure and fearful is simple. The storm was not the issue, but the condition that the Lord was not with them was an issue. Let us read verse 24. It says, "But the boat was already a considerable distance from land, buffeted by the waves, because the wind was against it." In a time when they were distant from the Lord, they faced the storm. Back then, the Lord was in the land and disciples were on a boat. While they were on a boat by themselves, they faced a storm. It was a time that disciples were away from the Lord. The issue was that when Jesus was not with them, where there was no Jesus, when they faced the storm, it became an issue. Storms could take place at any time. A storm is not an issue. But, in a condition where they were away from Jesus, the issue broke out. Faith is about being together with the Lord all the time. It is important. In James, chapter 4, verse 8, it says, "Come near to God and He will come near to you. Wash your hands, you sinners, and purify your hearts, you double-minded." In Psalms, chapter 73, verse 28, it says as well like this, "But as for me, it is good to be near God." We live in a world that we are unsure when the storms would come along to us. But if we are with the Lord together, there is nothing that we should be fearful of. We would be in peace. Are you walking together with the Lord right now? The Lord came to the disciples when they faced the storms, having a difficult time. There are two ways that the Lord comes to us. First of all, the Lord came to the disciples first. Let us read verse 25. It says, "During the fourth watch of the night Jesus went out to them, walking on the lake." Jesus came to disciples when they were having a difficult time in storms. The Lord came to those that were sick. Also He came to Maria that was weeping, came to Peter that had an empty net, as he failed to catch any fish. Jesus called Zacchaeus to come down. Adam and Eve had a fruit from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. They were afraid after, and the Lord appeared to them. The Lord also appeared to Cain that failed to offer a sacrifice, and helped him to realize by asking him, "Why are you angry?" The Lord comes to us first at all times. When we are committed to ministry and serving, He would come, and when we also committed sins, He would come. When we are having a difficult time and weary, He would come. This is grace and love of God. Why does He come? It is to comfort us, to solve our issues for us. First of all, we need to accept the Lord that came to us. This is the way to meet the Lord, and this is the way to restore the communion with the Lord. In verse 25, it says, "During the fourth watch of the night Jesus went out to them, walking on the lake." It says, the Lord came to the disciples during the fourth watch of the night. The fourth watch of the night means 3 to 6 o'clock in the morning. It was still a dark night that did not have any sunshine. It was a time when disciples faced the storms and were having a difficult time. It was when they were having the most difficult time, and when they were exhausted. When disciples were in this kind of situation, the Lord did not leave the disciples alone and came to them. This is the love of God. The Lord does not leave us alone like the orphans. At all times, He is together with us. When we are with the Lord together, fear and insecurity disappear. I bless you all in the name of Jesus, that you would walk together with the Lord at all times. When you face storms, fix your eyes on the Lord. Please turn to verse 30. It says, "But when he saw the wind, he was afraid and, beginning to sink, cried out, 'Lord, save me.'" If we look at the wind, we would drown. Peter fixed his eyes on the Lord, but as soon as he saw the wind, fear came along. Out of a sudden, he lost his faith. He started to sink into the water helplessly. This is the truth. When we face issues, where we fix our eyes on is important. If we look at the wind, we would sink into the water. If we look at the circumstance, we would be assimilated to that circumstance. We need to fix our eyes on the Lord. In Hebrews, chapter 12, verse 2, it says, "Let us fix our eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith." In the past, there was a very skilled performer in Korean traditional folk village that used to dance on a lyre in the sky. He used to perform all sorts of things on a lyre. When he performs, it has been said that he looks upwards for sure. It has been said that if he looks down, he would fall down. That is right. Likewise, as we live our lives, where we face is important. When Peter could not fix his eyes on the Lord, he could not concentrate. As soon as he saw the wind, he sank into the water. When we fix our eyes on the Lord, we would win against the wind. Where do you fix your eyes on in your life? Greek people called people as anthropo. It means beings that look upwards. It has been said, "Fix your eyes on God that is in heaven." In Colossians, chapter 3, verse 2, it says, "Set your minds on things above, not on earthly things." When we think of God that is in heaven, we would be in peace, we would gain wisdom, and we would be able to win against the storms. Do you know what the difference is between Christians and the people of the secular world? When the people of the secular world look at the waves, they would feel afraid. However, Christians would fix their eyes on the Lord and would be in peace. Whether the wind blew or not, if Peter fixed his eyes on the Lord, he would have been able to walk on the water. However, as he saw the wind, he sank into the water. Where do you fix your eyes on in your life? Do you look at the wind? Do you fix your eyes on the Lord? I hope you will fix your eyes on the Lord. During the Iraqi war, there was Lieutenant Colonel Zephyr Patton that led a squadron of fighters into the Iraqi border. However, the jet was caught on a missile radar net. He tried so hard to control the jet and got out of the radar. However, as he was too nervous, he lost his sense of balance in his ears. He thought that the jet was going up, but when he looked at the dashboard, jet was plummeting in 6 degrees towards the ground. It was pitch dark outside. He thought that jet was going upwards, so that he was going to lift his gauge up, but the dashboard showed the opposite thing. At that time, he had to choose one between these thoughts. Whether to go with his own gut feeling, that he is right and he was going upwards, or trust the number on the dashboard. If he did not make up a right decision, he was about to die. Lieutenant Patton put down his own thought coming from experience and looked at the correct number on dashboard. And he lifted the gauge of the jet up. When his jet was about to collapse from 700 meter high right away, he was able to save his life. That is right. Faith about trust in God. Despite circumstances and conditions, it is about believing in and trusting God. Even though the will of God is opposite from our own thoughts, like the pilot that chose to go with the number shown on the dashboard, we would need to be able to put our thoughts and ways down. Faith is about believing the dashboard that God leads and following it. The Lord said that the essence of the issue is directly related to faith. Let us look at verses 31 to 32. It says, "Immediately Jesus reached out his hand and caught him. 'You of little faith,' he said, 'why did you doubt?' And when they climbed into the boat, the wind died down." The issue was that his faith was little. Verse 31 says, "Immediately Jesus reached out his hand and caught him. 'You of little faith,' he said, 'why did you doubt?' And when they climbed into the boat, the wind died down." Jesus did not say that he did not have any faith but of little faith. Peter was not a person of no faith, but the issue was that he was of little faith. It is not that we are of no faith but of little faith. This is an issue. Of little faith means that faith is light. As it is light, it is easily shaken. It is shaken by the mood swings, feelings, and also by circumstances. Is your faith easily shaken? The Lord also requires us to have big faith today as well. Towards Centurions, the Lord said, "Big faith." Towards a Canaanite woman, the Lord praised her of her big faith by saying, "Woman, You have great faith. Your request is granted. I hope little faith would become great faith. With great faith, leave unto God. Think in faith, say in faith, act in faith. Things will turn out according to faith. We need to be on the same boat with the Lord so that we would be safe. Verse 32 says like this, and when they climbed into the boat, the wind died down. The time that they were together with the Lord, all the winds died down. The place that we are together with the Lord, this is a place of peace, safety, blessings and grace. In a chaotic world, in a stormy situation as well, I bless you all in the name of Jesus, that you would run together with the Lord in unshakable and great faith. I pray all these in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.